T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It was 27 years ago today when the World Trade Center was attacked the first time. Today there was a ceremony at the 9/11 Memorial where there was a panel for the 1993 victims. Here's WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
So if you could tell me your name and what your title was in 93.
Charlie Makish, my title was director of the World Trade Center in 1993.
How long were you with the Port Authority?
I was with the Port Authority 27 years. And, I had a full career with the Port Authority. I started on the construction of the World Trade Center in 1968. So,
when did you retire?
I left the Port Authority in 1996. Right. I didn't retire. I went on to other things.
All right. What is this day like for you?
It never gets any easier. It's the same. It's emotional. You see the family members, but what we bring out of it is the fact that we get together and we give each other strength in the remembrance. It's not about remembering or mourning. It's about celebrating basically what were 7 good lives and celebrating, the restoration and recovery of the World Trade Center in 1993 and the recovery after 9/11. I mean, the Trade Center is emblematic of world democratic capitalism, and it's important that people understand that.
What do you remember about that day?
I remember it was very much like this day. It was cold, and it was damp and wet, and it was at a light snow. And actually, the press thought that the light snow was asbestos coming out of the Trade Center, and it wasn't. It was a light snow. We had very little, if any, asbestos at that point in the Trade Center. And I remember being out on West Street. It was a full all-city response by the fire department. And just organizing a command center and getting people going. The object was the preservation of life and the preservation of property and to start recovery as quick as possible.
When you got into the basement for the first time and you saw the damage, first describe it, and second, what was that like?
The Trade Center was disemboweled, to use that term. The bomb had basically leveled the B-2, B-3 level, had totally destroyed the refrigeration plant. We lost all of the generators. We lost all of the switchgear. There was nothing there. It was just this huge crater with all of the infrastructure laying on the ground around it. And it was just hard to imagine. It was hard to imagine that, in fact, we would get it back.
So you must have thought to yourself, what do we do here? How do we fix this?
Absolutely. I learned that there are certain stages to crisis management. The first is to respond for the preservation of life and property. The second is stabilization. You stabilize the situation and then assess it and see what you have to do. The third is basically rebuilding. And the fourth is recovery. And then the last is a return to normalcy. We were able to do that in 93. We weren't able to do that after 9/11. So it was a much different scenario. And if you follow that as a method of managing crisis, it works.
How long did it take before the building was fixed up?
Well, it took a while before the building was totally fixed up and restored, but the bomb went off on the 26th of February. We reopened the Trade Center on the 19th of March, 3 weeks later.
How'd you do that?
People worked around the clock. The Port Authority staff was amazing, and the engineering that was done was incredible. New York City responded. The unions responded. I mean, we had 300 elevator constructors. We had carpenters welding, and we had iron workers, you know, cutting wood. There was no jurisdictional issues because everybody understood what the goal was, which was the full restoration and recovery of the World Trade Center.
When you consider the scope of the damage and the fact that things were restored in short order, what is the sense you have about that?
That this city is a great city and can respond to anything. You know, nothing is beyond its capacity from the standpoint of responding, recovering, and reacting. New York is just remarkable.
Having that traumatic experience, was it hard to put that behind you as you went forward?
You never put it behind you. You learn from it. You get strength from it. That's why we come together every year, the family and the staff of the Port Authority and the people that were involved. Because we bring strength to each other every year. You know, you don't try and put it behind you. It's a mistake to try and put it behind you. We tried to do that at the fifth anniversary, tell the families that we were going to only do this every 5 years to give them closure. And they told us, basically, you don't understand. We don't need closure. And we don't need an event to remember. We come together to bring strength and gather strength from each other. And so we've been doing it every year for 27 years.
Last question based on that. When you come here, what do you get from this communal gathering?
Renewed strength. As simple as that. Renewed strength and renewed faith. That, you know, it's a great city. Port Authority is a great organization. And these are great people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.